Chapter 2. One driver, one license, one record. When applying for an Idaho driver's license, you must surrender any driver's license or identification card, ID card, issued to you from another state, U.S., territory, or the District of Columbia. When transferring from one of those jurisdictions, you will be required to pass a Class D knowledge test and skills test if your license has been expired for 25 months or more, even if you were previously licensed in Idaho. When you obtain a credential in another jurisdiction, your Idaho credential will be canceled. If you apply again in Idaho for a credential, you are considered a new applicant in Idaho and must reapply and retest. When you are applying for an Idaho Commercial Driver's License, CDL, you must surrender any driver's license issued to you by any jurisdiction, foreign or domestic. If you are from a foreign country and are issued a Class D Idaho driver's license, you are not required to surrender your foreign driver's license. However, you are not allowed to show or use your foreign driver's license for operating a motor vehicle. If you do, you could be cited and fined for a misdemeanor. Accommodations for applicants with disabilities. Reasonable accommodations will be made to provide persons with disabilities equal accessibility to its facilities, programs, and services in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act when requested. Please allow the county DMV 2 weeks to complete the arrangements. What is Real ID? Passed by Congress in 2005, the Real ID Act enacted the 9/11 Commission's recommendation that the federal government set standards for the issuance of sources of identification, such as driver's licenses. The Act established minimum security standards for state-issued driver's licenses and identification cards and prohibits federal agencies from accepting for official purposes driver's licenses and identification cards from states that do not meet these standards. What is a STAR card? The STAR card is Idaho's Real ID. It is an Idaho driver's license or identification, ID, card that adds a star to show it is in compliance with the Real ID security standards. While the STAR card is not mandatory, starting October 1, 2021, you will not be able to fly commercially or enter a federal building, such as a military base or the Idaho National Laboratory, without a STAR card or other acceptable identification documents such as a passport. A STAR card or Idaho driver's license will allow you to legally drive and prove your identity for tasks such as writing a check, buying alcohol, or registering to vote. For more information, please visit itd.idaho.gov/starcard. Misuse of a driver's license. You must carry your driver's license when operating a motor vehicle. Any misuse or mutilation of your driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card is a misdemeanor. If your license gets worn, broken, or damaged, you need to get a duplicate. Providing false information. If you knowingly provide false information on a driver's license, ID card, or permit application, you are subject to prosecution for perjury and your credential will be canceled. When you apply for a new driver's license or permit, duplicate driver's license, or driver's license renewal, your driving record with ITD and the Problem Driver Pointer System, PDPS, through the National Driver Register, NDR, will be examined. If there are any outstanding license suspensions, revocations, cancellations, etc. in any jurisdiction, they must be cleared before you can be issued a driver's license. Where to get an Idaho credential? Idaho driver's licenses, ID cards, and instruction permits are issued through the county sheriff's driver's license offices. The list of office locations and phone numbers can be found at itd.idaho.gov/dmv. Click on the Driver's License, ID Cards tab. Your photograph. Your new driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card will include a photo showing a full front view of your face. Before your photo is taken at the county driver license office, you will be asked to remove anything that covers your face or head, for example, hat or sunglasses. An exception may be made for medical or religious purposes. Types of credentials. Types of credentials that Idaho issues. Driver's licenses. Commercial driver's licenses, CDL. Class A, B, and C. Class D, non-commercial driver's license, DL. Permits. Commercial driver's permit, CLP. Class D Instruction Permit, IP. Supervised Instruction Permit, SIP. Motorcycle Instruction Permit, MIP. Identification Cards, ID. Class A, B, and C licenses are commercial driver's licenses, CDLs, that allow a person to operate certain types of commercial vehicles. A commercial vehicle, for driver's licensing purposes, is a vehicle that either has a manufactured gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more, is placarded for hazardous materials, or designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver. See the Commercial Driver's License Manual for detailed information about commercial driver's licensing applications, requirements, and endorsements. Foreign CDL drivers are a foreign driver from any country other than Mexico or Canada, holding a temporary work visa for the United States, and may apply and test for an Idaho non-domiciled commercial instruction permit or CDL, and not have to surrender your home country license. If you become a permanent legal resident or citizen of the United States and resident of Idaho, you must surrender the Idaho non-domicile CDL and any other licenses to receive an Idaho CDL, without retesting unless you are upgrading your CDL or adding endorsements. If you are from Canada or Mexico, you are not allowed to purchase a non-resident CDL. Canadian and Mexican CDL holders are only required to surrender their driver's license if they change their permanent residence from their country of origin to the United States. If they reside in Idaho, they can apply for an Idaho CDL. When surrendering a CDL issued in Mexico or Canada, you must provide a driving record no older than 30 days. You will be required to take the Class D knowledge test and the required test for any additional endorsements you want added to your CDL. Class D driver's licenses allow drivers to operate non-commercial motor vehicles. If you are a foreign applicant applying for an Idaho Class D, non-commercial driver's license and have not been issued a CDL in any jurisdiction, you are not required to surrender your foreign driver's license or provide a driving record. If drivers from Korea, Taiwan or Germany choose not to surrender their foreign driver's license, they must take the skills test. All other foreign drivers must take a skills test. No foreign drivers are exempt from the knowledge test. Restriction: when under 17 during the first 6 months from the date the driver's license was issued, the number of passengers allowed in the vehicle will be limited to not more than one passenger, unless the passenger is related by blood, marriage, or adoption. Restriction: when under 16, daylight only travel is allowed unless you have a valid licensed driver who is at least 21 years of age sitting in the front seat beside you. Daylight is defined as 1/2 hour before sunrise to a 1/2 hour after sunset. Class D Instruction Permits, IP, allow an applicant who are at least 17 years of age or older to practice safely operating a motor vehicle for 6 months when accompanied by an adult, someone who is 18 years of age or older, who holds a valid driver's license. You must pass a knowledge test to be issued an instruction permit. The permit may be renewed one time without requiring the permit holder to retake and pass the Class D knowledge test, provided the previous knowledge test was taken within the past 12 months. Anyone 17 years of age or older may take driver's training with either the driver training, DT, or supervised instruction permit, if they have taken a driver's education course, or with the Class D instruction permit. Supervised Instruction Permits, SIP, allow anyone 14 and a half and under 17 years of age to attend any public school or private driver's training program. The permit expires 5 days after the permit holder's 18th birthday. The permit expiration for people 17 and a half years of age and older is 6 months, 180 days. While you are enrolled in a DT program, the SIP is valid only to operate a vehicle with a driver's training instructor. When you have successfully completed a DT program and the instructor has given you the SIP, you will be eligible to begin the SIP period required by Idaho's Graduated Driver's License, GDL, program. The documents required to get a SIP are the same as those required for a driver's license and are listed on the following pages. All applicants under the age of 18 must have a parent or guardian who has verifiable custody of guardianship sign as the liability signer assuming the obligation of the applicant. At 18 years of age, you may apply for a Class D instruction permit without a liability signer. For those under 18 and 21 years of age, your driver's license or ID card will show under 21 until month per day per year, and your license or ID card will expire 5 days after your 21st birthday. If you are 15 to 17 years of age, your driver's license or ID card will show under 18 until month per day per year, and your driver's license or ID card will expire 5 days after your 18th birthday. Motorcycle instruction permits, MIP, are available for those who want to learn how to operate a motorcycle. You must have a valid Idaho driver's license to apply for an MIP. You must also take and pass a motorcycle knowledge test. The MIP may be renewed one time without requiring the permit holder to retake and pass the motorcycle knowledge test, provided the previous knowledge test was taken within the past 12 months. Any person under 21 years of age will be required to take a knowledge test and successfully complete an approved motorcycle rider training course, MRTC. See the Motorcycle Rider's Handbook for more information. Graduated Driver's License, GDL, Program. Anyone under 17 years of age who has not been issued a driver's license in Idaho must successfully complete an approved driver's training program and comply with the requirements of the GDL program. Under this program, you will be required to complete a minimum 6-month, violation-free supervised instruction period, during which you must be accompanied by a valid licensed driver at least 21 years of age who is occupying the front seat beside the driver. No other passengers are allowed in the front seat. Ensure that all occupants are wearing seat belts or child restraints if required. Observe all laws regarding alcohol and other intoxicating substances. Accumulate at least 50 hours of supervised driving time, 10 hours of which must be at night. If you are convicted of violating any traffic laws while you are operating a vehicle under the SIP, the SIP will be cancelled and you must reapply for a new SIP. Your minimum 6 months of supervised driving time starts over again with the issuance of a new SIP. Once you have successfully met the requirements of the GDL, you will be required to take and pass a knowledge and skills test before being issued a driver's license. A parent or legal guardian may accompany you during the skills test after signing a liability waiver. Driver Training, DT. An approved Idaho DT program consists of a required 1,800 minutes, 30 hours of classroom instruction, 360 minutes, 6 hours of in-car observation in a DT car, and 360 minutes, 6 hours of behind-the-wheel driving with a DT instructor. DT is required for anyone under 17 years of age who is applying for an Idaho driver's license. You must have your DT permit before taking any DT class. The Department of Education provides approved courses through public schools. Most Idaho school districts offer DT programs in cooperation with the Department of Education. The courses are open to all Idaho residents between the ages of 14 and a half and 21, even if they are not public school students. DT classes are also available through private DT schools. If you are under 17 years of age and have completed DT in another state, while a resident of that state, but have not been licensed in that state, you will be required to provide acceptable proof of completion of an approved DT course from that state. If you are not surrendering an out-of-state license, you will also be required to complete a supervised driving period prior to licensing. Motorcycle endorsement. Motorcycle M endorsements are required on any Class D or CDL when a motorcycle rider operates on public highways. A motorcycle is defined as a motor vehicle that has a seat or saddle for the use of the rider and is designed to travel with not more than 3 wheels in contact with the ground. Tractors and mopeds are not classified as motorcycles. You must pass the motorcycle knowledge and skills test or successfully complete an approved motorcycle rider training course before receiving an M endorsement on your driver's license. If you are surrendering an out-of-state or foreign driver's license with an M endorsement that has expired fewer than 25 months, you must take and pass a motorcycle knowledge test. If the Idaho or out-of-state license with or without an M endorsement has been expired for 25 months or more, you must take a motorcycle knowledge and skills test. See the Motorcycle Rider's Handbook for more information about the M endorsement. Requirements for an Idaho driver's license. New applicants. Idaho considers new applicants to be individuals who have never been licensed in Idaho or any jurisdiction, are returning to Idaho after getting a driver's license or ID card in another jurisdiction, are surrendering a license from another jurisdiction, have an Idaho driver's license that has been expired for 25 months or more. If you are a new applicant for an Idaho credential, you are required to provide the following to the county driver's license office: proof of age and identity. Social security card or number verification. Proof of Idaho residency. Acceptable lawful presence documents, if applicable. Visual, medical certification, if applicable. Driver training completion, if under 17 years of age. Liability signer, if under 18 years of age. Verification of school compliance VOC, if under 18 years of age. Proof of age and identity. The county driver's license offices are required by law to verify your age and identity before issuing you a driver's license or ID card. If you have a state-issued driver's license or ID card, with photo, to surrender, or a U.S. passport or passport card, that contains your full legal name and date of birth, these are sufficient to prove age and identity. Photocopies or faxes of these documents will not be accepted. Note. Driver privilege cards, which differ from standard driver's licenses and real ID cards, are not acceptable for proof of age and identity. If you do not have an ID card with photo, or if it has been expired 25 months or more, or a U.S. passport or U.S. passport card, you must provide a U.S. certified birth certificate and an acceptable photo identity document from Table 1 below. If the birth certificate does not match your current name, such as maiden name versus married name, a secondary document, such as a certified marriage certificate from Table 2, must be provided. Table 1 acceptable photo identity documents, other than state-issued driver's license or ID card. Acceptable valid Department of Homeland Security, DHS, photo card, document. U.S. military ID card or U.S. retired military card. U.S. military dependents card. U.S. passport or U.S. passport card. Original citizenship, naturalization document. Foreign passport. Concealed weapons permit issued by the state of Idaho not expired for more than 1 year. Veterans Universal Access Card with photo. Native American ID card with photo. Transportation Workers Identity Credential, TWIC. Junior or senior high school, not college or university, photo card. Junior or senior high school, college, university or military annual yearbook. Idaho Department of Corrections photo ID card. Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections photo ID card. Note. Foreign nationals can provide a foreign passport in lieu of the U.S. certified birth certificate. In compliance with the National Driver's License Agreement, the foreign passport is the only acceptable document to provide proof of legal name and date of birth. To establish identity, a foreign national will need a valid foreign passport and acceptable lawful presence documentation. Table 2 below contains acceptable secondary documents that can be used to assist in confirming your identity. Secondary documents alone are not sufficient. These documents must contain your name and enough information to establish proof of all or part of what is contained on the primary document from Table 1. Table 2 acceptable secondary identity documents. Certified court name change document. Certified marriage certificate meeting Idaho standards with seal and document number showing it was recorded. Certified divorce document from a court or state vital records. Guardianship or custody documents, notarized or court certified. U.S. military discharge paper, form hashtag DD214. All documents submitted must be acceptable to the County Driver's License Office or ITD. Social Security card or number for verification. You must bring your non-laminated Social Security card issued by the Social Security Administration. Your Social Security number will be verified. It will not be printed on your Idaho driver's license or ID card. Proof of Idaho residency. You must reside inside Idaho's borders to be issued an Idaho driver's license or ID card. You will be required to show proof of physical address with documents such as lease or rental agreements, utility bills, employment records, school enrollment records, etc. Some documents may be required to be dated within 1 year. Acceptable lawful presence documents, if applicable. Individuals who are not lawfully present in the United States are not eligible for an Idaho driver's license or ID card. Proof of lawful presence may be required for a new issuance or renewal, if you have not previously provided proof of U.S. citizenship or ITD does not have record of it. Acceptable lawful presence documents include certified original U.S. birth certificate, certificate of birth abroad, original certificate of naturalization, citizenship, permanent resident card or resident alien card, employment authorization card, valid foreign passport and I-94, arrival, departure record. If you are not a citizen or permanent legal resident of the United States, the expiration date on your driver's license will be the same date as your end of lawful stay in the United States as indicated on your documents issued by the Department of Homeland Security or 4 years, whichever is less. If your Department of Homeland Security documents do not show an expiration date, the expiration date on the driver's license will be 1 year from the date of issuance of the driver's license. Visual, medical certification, if applicable. If you have a visual and/or medical condition that could affect your driving, you may be required to provide a statement from your physician certifying that you can safely operate a motor vehicle. The necessary form may be obtained from the local county DMV agent. If you have questions regarding any physical or mental condition that may affect your ability to safely operate a motor vehicle, contact ITD. If you have had eye surgery to improve your vision, the restriction on your driver's license may be removed with a physician's note. Contact ITD for more information. Proof of completion of driver's training, if under 17. If you are under 17 years of age, you must provide proof that you have completed an approved driver's training program. You must also provide proof that the supervised instruction permit requirement has been met. See the driver training section of this manual for more information about these requirements. Liability signer, if under 18. If you are under 18 years of age, you need to have a parent or legal guardian with you to sign consent for you to be licensed. The signer assumes legal responsibility for your actions as a driver. If the liability signer is not the mother or father listed on your birth certificate, you must also provide acceptable legal documents, for example, adoption records with updated birth certificate or court guardianship documents, to show the signer has authority to consent. The identity of the liability signer will be verified. If the signer's name is different from the one appearing on your birth certificate, additional documents such as a marriage license or divorce decree may be required to verify relationship. If the liability signer cannot be present to sign the application at the county DMV, the liability signer must complete a power of attorney form giving another person authority to sign for them. If you are married, your spouse, who must be at least 18 years of age, may sign for you. As long as you are under 18 years of age, the person who signs for you may withdraw consent at any time, which will cause the department to cancel your driver's license. Verification of school compliance, VOC, if under 18 years of age. If you are under 18 years of age, you will need to provide acceptable proof of enrollment and attendance in or graduation from a recognized high school or equivalent program. This proof can be in the form of a verification of compliance slip from an acceptable school or program you are attending, a high school diploma, or a general education certificate of completion. When signing the liability statement, your parent or legal guardian must also sign a statement that you are in compliance with the school attendance provisions of Idaho Code. Star card. The following additional documentation will be required to obtain a star card, real ID, proof of identity, photo, and lawful presence, for example, birth certificate. Name change documents for proof of identity, if applicable. Social Security card, not laminated, W-2, 1099, or pay stub with name and SSN. Two proofs of Idaho residency with physical address. For more information on obtaining a star card, visit itd.idaho.gov/starcard/. Designations added to credentials. Donor designation. If you are 15 years of age or older, you may request to have the donor designation appear on your driver's license or ID card. The designation identifies your wish to donate your organs and/or tissue upon your death to those waiting for transplants. If you're under 18 years of age, you must have consent from your parent or adult guardian to be an organ donor. Organ donor information can be found at yesidaho.org. You may also elect to contribute an additional $2 to the Organ Donation Fund. Veterans designation. If you would like a veteran's designation on your driver's license or ID card, you must provide a DD-214 form indicating honorable discharge. Medical information. When you apply for a driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card, you can request to have a notation placed on the back of the driver's license or ID card regarding any medical condition you have. This may alert emergency personnel or those assisting you in an emergency. Permanent disability notation. Individuals may request the notation permanently disabled on their driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card if that person has a permanent disability and presents written certification from a licensed physician, licensed physician's assistant, or licensed advanced practice professional nurse verifying that the person's stated impairment qualifies as a permanent disability as provided in Idaho Code, Section 49-117, and ITD determines that the person meets all other requirements for issuance of a driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card. Individuals who have received non-expiring disability placards or disability license plates may present the corresponding registration document to the county driver's license office to have the permanent disability notation included on their driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card. Selective service registration. Federal law requires all males who are 18 to 25 years of age to register with the Selective Service System. The Selective Service System receives notification of all applicants who say no that they have not registered for Selective Service. Name change on credential. To change the name that is shown on your driver's license or ID card, you must apply for a duplicate or if you are eligible, you may make the change as you renew your driver's license. You will need to provide the county driver's license office with legal proof of your new name, such as a state-certified marriage certificate meeting Idaho standards, court-certified divorce decree, or court documents. Address change. You must notify ITD within 30 days when your address changes. You must do this by either completing a change of address form available at any county driver's license office or online at itd.idaho.gov. DMV more than driver's license, ID cards more than change of address online or paper form. You may also notify the department in writing by email or mail. If you would like an address change to show on your actual driver's license or ID card, you will need to apply for a duplicate, unless you are eligible to renew the driver's license or ID card. Your record must show your actual physical address, however a post office box, general delivery, highway contract, HC, route number or rural route, or another address may be given for your mailing address. For your own protection, do not lend anyone your driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card. Use anyone else's driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card. Display or possess a fraudulent, altered driver's license, permit, or ID card. Keep a driver's license, permit, or ID card if it has been canceled. Allow an unlicensed driver to drive your vehicle, in case of a crash, both the driver and the owner of the vehicle are responsible for the damage, injury, or death when permissions to drive the vehicle have been given. Renewals. If you are 21 years of age or older, you may renew your Idaho Class D or CDL driver's license in person up to 25 months before the expiration date, unless you have a hazardous materials endorsement on your CDL. A renewal is valid for either 4 years, Class D and CDL, or 8 years, Class D only, or to the end of your lawful stay in the United States. If you are between 21 and 62 years of age, you may choose the 8-year renewal for your Class D driver's license. Your vision will be checked, and if the examiner thinks it is necessary, a visual, medical examination and/or skills test may be requested. If the Idaho, Class D or CDL, or out of state, Class D only driver's license has been expired for 25 months or more, you will be required to take all applicable knowledge and skills test. If the out-of-state CDL has been expired for more than 12 months and you wish to retain CDL privileges, you will be required to take the Class D knowledge test, all knowledge tests pertinent to the CDL, and a skills test in the class of vehicle that matches the class of CDL you are applying for. Duplicates. If your Idaho credential is lost, damaged or destroyed, you may obtain a duplicate by applying at any county driver's license office or online. In most cases, the county driver's license office should be able to identify you from the digital photo on file along with any other documentation you can bring that identifies you, See previous pages for lists of acceptable documents. If you find your lost driver's license or ID card after a duplicate has been issued, it must be destroyed or surrendered to the county driver's license office. The new duplicate driver's license or ID card issued to you is the driver's license that should be retained. Extensions. Your Idaho driver's license will expire on your birthday in the fourth or eighth year, depending on which licensing option you choose, after it is originally issued or renewed. If you are temporarily out of state at that time, you may apply for an extension of up to 12 months for $10. If necessary, you can request a second 12-month extension upon reapplication for $10. A CDL may be extended, but a hazardous materials endorsement cannot be extended. If you are on active duty or a dependent of an active duty military personnel in the U.S. Armed Forces, you may during the active duty period apply for as many extensions as are needed at $10 per application. For more information or an application, contact ITD. Lost or stolen credential. Applicants who are new to the state of Idaho and who have lost a valid out-of-state driver's license or ID card are required to provide documentation as outlined previously to assist in identity verification, unless there is a suitable record from the applicant's last state of licensure that contains a photo, name, date of birth, driver's license number, issue date, and expiration date. Idaho residents whose driver's license or ID card was lost, stolen, mutilated, destroyed, confiscated, etc., must list the reason for not surrendering the previous credential when getting a duplicate. If a DT is lost, mutilated, or destroyed, a duplicate DT permit must be obtained from the county driver's license office to continue driver's training. If a SIP is lost, mutilated, or destroyed, a duplicate SIP must be obtained from the county driver's license office to continue practicing driving before taking the skills test. If a CLP is lost, mutilated, or destroyed, a duplicate CLP must be obtained from the county driver's license office to continue practicing driving a commercial vehicle. Required testing. Applicants must be 15 years of age or older to take the knowledge and skills tests. Medical, visual screening. Your vision will be tested and you must meet a minimum standard of 20/40 vision in at least one eye, with or without corrective lenses. If you wear glasses or contacts during the vision screening, a lens restriction will be placed on your driver's license. If a lens restriction is placed on your driver's license, you must always wear your glasses or contacts when operating a motor vehicle or you may be cited and have your driving privileges suspended. If you have a medical condition that may affect your ability to safely operate a vehicle, the county DMV agent may request a medical to be completed by your physician prior to issuing you a driver's license. Knowledge test. Class D, non-commercial. If you are a new applicant, or your Idaho or out-of-state driver's license has been expired for 25 months or more, you must take the knowledge test on Idaho traffic laws, for example, highway signs by shape and symbol, traffic signals, pavement markings, and equipment. All of the information required to pass the knowledge test is included in this handbook. The knowledge test consists of 40 questions. You can miss up to 6 questions before failing the test. The knowledge test is available in English, Arabic, Chinese, Farsi, French, Korean, Russian, Serbo-Croatian, Spanish, Vietnamese, and American Sign Language, ASL. Web-based driver practice tests are not an accurate representation of Idaho knowledge tests, with the exception of the sample test questions provided by ITD through the itd.idaho.gov website. If you fail a knowledge test, you must wait 3 days to retest. You will also be required to pay the knowledge test fee again. Skills test. Class D, non-commercial. You must pass the Class D knowledge test before taking the Class D skills test, except for those under 17 years of age who are participating in the graduated driver's training program and are on SIP. They have the option of taking the skills test before the knowledge test. Skills tests may only be scheduled during daylight hours and during acceptable weather conditions. 12 or fewer errors is a passing score. If you fail a skills test, you must wait 3 days to retest. You will also be required to pay both skills test fees again, county and skills test examiner. Who is required to take a skills test? Those who have never been licensed before, have completed an approved driver's training course in the SIP, under 17, skills test eligibility dates are strictly enforced. Are driving on an instruction permit, 17 years of age or older, and want to become a licensed driver. Have vision that does not meet minimum standards. Have a reoccurring skills test requirement due to a medical or visual condition. Present a foreign license, if there is no reciprocity agreement. Present an Idaho or out-of-state driver's license that has been expired 25 months or more, does not apply to commercial driver's licenses, CDL. Additional circumstances for a required skills test. Having any mental or physical impairment that might affect the safe operation of a motor vehicle. When a county agent has concerns about an applicant's ability to safely operate a motor vehicle regardless of prior license, experience, or age. Scheduling a skills test. Idaho has third-party contractors who administer all Class D skills tests. Applicants required to take a skills test are referred to the website, itd.idaho.gov/dmv:, to obtain contact information for skills test examiners. Click on the driver's license, ID cards tab, then scroll down and click on skills test. Contact the skills test examiner of your choice. If the skills test examiner cannot be reached, leave a voicemail with your name and phone number. They will not return calls unless a voicemail with your information is provided. Restricted skills test. Notify the skills test examiner if you require or would like a restricted skills test. Restricted skills tests are for applicants who are unable to drive outside of their specific restrictions or proposed restrictions or only want to drive to and from certain locations. A restricted driver's license gives applicants some mobility while only allowing them to safely operate a motor vehicle within their abilities. If you do not want a restricted driver's license, you must complete the entire skills test route without any modifications. You must discuss all options with the skills test examiner prior to taking the skills test. Required documents to bring for the skills test. Proof of identity, with photo. A state-issued, Idaho or another jurisdiction. Photo ID or driver's license. Instruction permit. Supervised instruction permit. Passport. School ID. Yearbook. Etc. Vehicle permission. Written or verbal in person. If you are not the owner of the vehicle being used for the skills test, permission to use the vehicle must be provided to the skills test examiner either in written format or verbally, in person. Permission over the phone is not acceptable. Vehicle insurance, not expired, a paper or digital copy of valid proof of insurance must be in the vehicle during the skills test. And State Route 22 is not valid proof of insurance. Vehicle registration, not expired, valid, not a photocopy, must be in the vehicle during the skills test, and signed by the registrant. Skills test receipt. Only required for identity verification if no state-issued credential, Idaho or another jurisdiction, is provided as proof of identity. Photo identification is still required if a skills test receipt is provided. Skills test evaluation form, if applicable, form provided by ITD for use by the skills test examiner is required for a medical caution, re-evaluation, or skills test requirement at the time of the skills test. Passengers. Passengers are not allowed during the skills test. Exceptions may be made for the following types of passengers if 18 years of age or older with valid identification and signing the liability waiver. Parent or legal guardian. Only one parent or legal guardian may accompany a minor, 17 years of age or younger, during the skills test. Translator. Translators are not required to be certified or have a valid driver's license. Applicants are responsible for procuring a translator if deemed necessary. Law enforcement. An officer may accompany a current inmate during a skills test. Missionaries. A religious missionary companion may accompany the applicant during a skills test if requested. Skills test examiner vehicle inspection. The skills test examiner will inspect and verify that all items listed below meet Idaho code and ITD standards. Passenger door, passenger seat belt, rear view, side mirrors, rear view or both side mirrors, windshield, no cracks or obstructions, tires, must have at least 2/32 of an inch or more of tread. Studded tires are not allowed. May 1st to September 30th, dashboard gauges, lights, no critical lights or gauges are illuminated. Vehicles with dealer plates cannot be used for skills tests unless the applicant is a dealer or a full-time salesperson. This must be proven by providing a state-issued dealer's ID card. Rental cars are not allowed to be used for taking a skills test if the applicant is not a licensed driver or is under the age of 25. If the provided motor vehicle does not meet standards, another skills test may be scheduled contingent upon bringing a safe and roadworthy vehicle or repairing the current motor vehicle. Applicant vehicle knowledge and inspection. You must be able to locate and/or demonstrate to the skills test examiner that the following items are functioning properly: driver door, driver seat belt, brake lights, turn signals, headlights, windshield wipers, hazards, emergency lights, driver window, horn, emergency, parking brake, and defroster, defogger, as well as properly demonstrate all three arm signals. You can miss three or fewer to continue to the driving portion of the skills test. Driving skills. You must be able to demonstrate the essential driving skills to safely operate a motor vehicle while abiding by Idaho traffic laws. 12 or fewer errors as a passing score. The skills test includes commercial, residential driving, curve, intersections, controlled, uncontrolled, railroad, roundabout, interstate, freeway, lane changes, parking lot, turns, right, left, U-turn, and parking, stall and curb. During the skills test, you will be scored on acceleration, deceleration, attentiveness, stopping, complete, unnecessary, stopping behind the gap, stop line, lane position, right of way, signaling, spacing, speed control, steering control, unnecessary stops, parking, stall and curb, and traffic checks. Critical driving errors, CDE. A driving skill performed or not performed that may result in an incident, injury, or death. If a CDE occurs, the error constitutes as an automatic fail and the skills test ends immediately. The critical driving errors, CDE, are dangerous action, disobeys emergency or safety vehicle, disobeys police or safety personnel, disobeys traffic sign or signal, drives up onto the curb or sidewalk, intervention by or disobeys skills test examiner, habitual violation, 5 or more of same scored skill, lane violation, passenger interference, speeding, street parking, more than 18 from the curb and impeding traffic, and striking an object. Results. Upon completion of the skills test, you will be notified of your score. If you pass, the skills test examiner will provide you with your skills test in a sealed envelope to deliver to the county DMV. The envelope must not be opened. If it is determined the envelope has been opened or tampered with, your results will be held pending ITD verification and approval. If you fail, the skills test examiner will submit the failed skills test results to ITD to record on your driving record. You do not have driving privileges until the passing skills test results are recorded on your driving record and a driver's license is issued.